Welcome to the Hometown Foods, Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is new Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Executive Director, Aaron Gerlich. All right, Aaron. So recently you were named the new Executive Director for the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. What is kind of your background kind of leading you into the organization and the position?
Yeah, so I would say I've got kind of more of a non-traditional background, but I grew up in Panora and went to Panorama High School and then pursued athletic training at Iowa State after I was done with high school. I got my undergraduate degree there and then went and got my master's degree in health promotion at Oklahoma State and was an athletic trainer there on staff for a few years, transitioned into a director of operations role and kind of got involved in administration there. And in 2013, I moved back to Panorama and was the athletic director, activity director, and the athletic trainer there as well. So I served in that role until 2021 when I was hired here at the Girls Athletic Union. So they had somebody retire, and so they had an opening for a position there, and so moved into that role. So it's just kind of been an interesting path, but it's been a really good one.
All right. And what kind of interested you in applying for the executive director position?
I think just the past 3 years that I've been here, I've just had a great front row view, I would say, at kind of the inner workings of our organization and been very hands-on with some of those details. And so just really understanding what the job entailed and knowing that our organization is in a great place right now and we've got a tremendous staff. So just, knowing that we want to keep a good thing going and just kind of felt confident and encouraged to put my name in the hat.
All right. And what would you say are maybe some plans that you have moving forward once you do step into the position?
So kind of when that transition's over, I think, we really, anytime that there's a change in hands, it's smart to sit down and kind of do some strategic planning, I think, with the rest of the staff. And like I said, we've got a great staff. There's a lot of great minds in the mix. And so really getting some feedback from them, too, on kind of the direction that we want to continue to head feels very important to me. And, there's a lot of great initiatives that are already in place within our organization. So how do we beef some of those things up and ramp some of those things up? One thing that's obviously very near and dear to my heart, I think, is the Athletic Directors Association. And so working with them to kind of, we've got quite a bit of turnover in athletic directors and kind of, helping to kind of figure out why some of those things exist and creating some longevity for those positions across the state feels important, and kind of working with them on some improvements to our coaching authorization process and some things like that. So, there's a lot of things when you start to really get into the weeds on it that feel like they can be part of a longer rollout plan, but we'll kind of see what low-hanging fruit we've got to start tackling right away. I know that, something that we've been very passionate about the past year or so is really investing in understanding why there's a decline in some of our sports right now around the state. And so while we've got some like wrestling that are booming and growing and a lot of excitement, there's some that we're, we want to be thoughtful about as we support coaches and schools and trying to build programs. So we've got Taylor Anderson in our office that does a lot of programming for us, and he's partnered with Drake in getting free programming to our schools. And so he will go into schools and work with coaches and administration and, really start to revamp some programs if need be. And again, all free of charge to the schools. So just continuing to work with that initiative, because I think there's some more things that we can do with that. And then, we've got, again, some more great minds on our staff of, what more can we do with some junior high programs and making sure we're keeping kids connected in through junior high, because it's a lot of times where we lose kids and then they're not likely to go back out for sports once they've left that arena in junior high. So, a lot of different things to work on, but we're just, we're rocking and rolling as it is. We're never sitting around just twiddling our thumbs, that's for sure.
All right, and most sports have been around for a little bit, and as you mentioned, some of them are still growing even, especially with wrestling, with the addition of girls' high school wrestling in the last couple of years. What would you like to see happen on that front?
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of big decisions to make yet when it comes to wrestling. And so, you know, just trying to forecast as much as possible is, you know, the direction that that's going for the next couple of years. We're sitting really great at participation, but what, you know, I feel really strongly in doing is coming alongside of our coaches and our administrators and, you know, building a really strong infrastructure of those personnel and our officials too. We've got to get more officials in the mix and growing that pool. And so I think that when we can do those things, then the sport itself really grows. It doesn't do us much good to push and push and push for girls to go out if we don't have the structure to help them support that. So I think that that's kind of our next focus when it comes to wrestling is really making sure we've got good adults in place to help support that structure.
And you had just mentioned there, you know, making sure that there were enough officials. That's something that some are seeing across multiple sports, is that there aren't enough officials all the time to maybe do what everyone would like to do. Is there a plan to maybe try and pull in more officials across the board?
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things that it's, you know, some of our sports we're sitting okay in. You know, we always obviously have enough to get through our events and our postseason, but we know that especially in our rural areas, there's a stretch and a lot of our officials are hanging on a lot longer than probably what they want to, because they know the need is great. But we're always, you know, we're always looking at what other states are doing to help incentivize officiating. And some things like that. So that's always a work in progress for us. But, you know, something that I would really like to see, especially in wrestling, you know, we've just got a handful of females that are registered in our state right now. And as wrestling grows and as, you know, we've got a lot of college programs right now that's got, you know, female wrestlers and people who are really familiar with the mat and things like that now, I think we've got this great untapped pool of some female athletes that can really step up and go into some officiating even right after high school. So I think that that's kind of, again, our next focus group is trying to draw from that pool, because again, we've been kind of preaching a lot of the same message to, it seems like, a lot of the males out there, and you know, we're not seeing a ton of growth in those spaces. And so I think, you know, being cognizant of where our untapped resources are now with a group that's more and more familiar with the sport of wrestling, and they're super passionate about it. And, you know, maybe they didn't fall in love with it until a year or two ago, but they've got, you know, want to give back to the sport and really want to find some opportunities for officiating careers as we move forward. So I think that that's a very real possibility moving forward for females officiating. And really that translates across other sports as well, for sure.
All right, Erin, is there anything that I haven't asked you about that you maybe want to make sure that people either know about you or know about what you would like to do?
No, nope. I you know, unless you can think of anything else, I'm good.
All right. Thank you very much, Erin.
All right. Thanks, Marcus. I appreciate you.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.